Good morning, students. We have an awesome episode today with an awesome guest. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Baber.
And this is the Bravo Breakdowns podcast.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
What about you? Because we did take that shot.
We took that shot. Well, we had to because, oh God, now it's all coming back to me and really in waves of embarrassment. But I picked up, we were at the bar and I picked up an orange. And I was like, I'm picky. And then the bartender was like, what? And I was like, I guess just make me a drink with this because I've touched this orange.
Where'd you get an orange? Where'd you get an
orange?
Just
at the bowl. It was just at the bar. It was just like in a bowl. And
yeah,
she picked up the orange.
Not lemons. And, you know, there were nine in a bowl.
Yeah. And I was like, you didn't even make us a shot. It was a whole drink.
It was like a whole, it was delicious. But
and you guys
that,
took it like a shot?
You know what? And,
yes.
And then there was a
yes,
bus.
We did.
And then
because
the bus
you were
came.
Like, okay, we and cheers. Then and then I, yeah.
Well, this is the kind of lifestyle that our guest leads. It's glamorous. There's oranges. It's handsome. It's funny. It's charming. It's nightlife. We recently had him on the pod to do the Salt Lake City finale, and we're having him back. And we went to the Dallas nightlife with him, and I left at 9 p.m. because I had diarrhea, and Michelle stayed up and threw up.
And then I threw up
the next day.
So, yes, we had it coming out of both ends between the two of us. Please welcome the very funny, extremely talented, wonderful, classy guest.
Thank you so much. That was a 10 out of 10 intro. I love that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How have your BMs been?
You won't
no,
get
I'm just kidding.
Call her daddy.
Oh my gosh. No, that was hilarious. That was so funny. But you know what? It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Because like at least from my perspective, it was fun. Because I got home and I was like, when I got home, I was sober. I was like, okay.
Youth.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Youth.
You're not on the elaborate prescription and non-prescription cocktails of like Benadryl and Dramamine and Zoloft.
And Zoloft and Duloxetine and Adderall. And
all the middle-aged women are popping. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Your body still works.
Yeah, your body's like, Laura, like you walk, like we, as soon as you came into the restaurant, you saw like cups for water.
Water station.
The table, which was 10 feet away from where you were. Well, I was like, Lauren, what are you doing? Put the water cup down.
But I still ended up taking one to go.
I know.
So
you did.
I would have just had two.
You like leftovers.
I like leftovers. What can I say?
Even if it's water.
Yep.
We have so much to get into.
So as we discussed, so we asked Oliver, we're like, who's a housewife who intrigues you? Who do you want to do a deeper dive on? And you, of course, said Miami was really interesting to you. So what kind of piques your curiosity about the women of this franchise?
Well, the thing is with Miami, it is so good. And mm-hmm. I have always been so fascinated by it because I guess the best cities, in my opinion, they always have some underlying connectivity. So like with Salt Lake City, there's that underlying connectivity of, the Mormon church.
Mm-hmm.
For Miami, it's like they all have that Latin culture. And I'm just like, that's what it is that intrigues me the most. And it's just such a melting pot in Miami. Whenever you realize that, you know, they are actually all friends, it just works together. So Miami's just so good. So that's why I said that. Plus also, I'm really wanting them to come back soon. And like, gosh, when are they going to drop the trailer for it? Because
I know. Yeah. Well, I think that let me scroll to the spoilers at the end of this, because I found the shooting dates. Yeah, they wrapped up November 2024. Oh, I think it should be soon.
Yeah,
I think
so
they're
going to
be dropping
Peacock?
Soon.
You know, that makes sense because they were filming at FanFest and they literally left FanFest like a little bit early just to go on like their last cast trip, which was a cruise.
Oh my God.
Wow. Did they go on a Carnival cruise?
Imagine that. Like, I remember
with Peacock's budget. So, I don't know.
Gertie was so funny because apparently she was like telling people, she was just saying like, oh, the theme is cruise. And she just was not happy about it.
Well, it's like, the okay, can we get these Miami girls something else? Like, okay, like, I don't want them on a carnival cruise. And, like, they went to Mexico City last season, which was, like, it's a beautiful place. But, like, the canals with the, like, the dolls hanging from the trees.
But that's where they did their best work on a boat. So it makes sense. And this is the first time we're going to have, like, a boat, like, a big boat scene since, like,
since OC. Roni.
Yeah, that's true.
And Roni. Yeah. See, great. Dangerous, high liability boat stuff.
We need them off of land. Whatever happens in international waters is actually best for the TV.
Exactly. Okay. It's maritime law.
Yeah, so. Maritime laws on a carnival cruise. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So I think that you'll be pleased with this deep dive because I actually did learn so much about like kind of Miami society and like, it does seem very like old money, new money. And the way that I learned about it is because we're going to be diving deep into two of the most new moneyest and controversial figures in Miami. We're going to be covering reality TV stars Lenny, the boob god, Hochstein, and Lisa Hochstein.
Lisa Hochstein, who is not one of the Latin ladies on Miami. But from one of the reunions, she did tell us that she is still an immigrant because she is from Canada. And she knows what it feels like to be an immigrant and to struggle in this country as an immigrant.
From the little town of Toronto.
You know, it's funny she that you brought that up. I am literally posting that video this week. I recorded it like 2 days ago. So I'm literally
It's about being an immigrant.
Yeah. It's serendipity. That's crazy. Oh, also, I want to shout out Chris James Colley, who you were on the Salt Lake episode with, who did tell us on a previous episode that he's seen Lisa before in Miami because he's from Miami. He said she's absolutely like one of the most beautiful people he's seen in real life, which is not surprising. And so she was born in Toronto and her mom is Jamaican. But I think she's like. Ethnicity, I really tried to Google, could not get to the bottom of it. So it will remain a mystery. But she is half Jamaican. And in her early 20s, Lisa embarked on a career as a model and an actress. She was in beauty pageants like Miss Swimsuit Canada and won it in 2002. And oh my God, she was a smoke show, dude, in like such a 2000s way. She was very like Carmen Electra to me.
Ooh, we love that.
Yeah. And so she soon focused on modeling and changed her name to Lisa McKay. And then she did, as we learned from the season 2 reunion, she did Playboy, but then she regretted it afterwards. And then she moved to Vegas because she was dating a real estate douchebag who treated her poorly. And he kind of grilled her and was like, were you an escort or anything like that? And she's like, no, but there's still some speculation around it. But anyway, in Vegas is where she met Dr. Leonard Lenny Hochstein in 2007. She was 25. He was 41 and a Russian born Miami plastic surgeon. And the rest is history.
It's like a fairy tale.
Yeah. Every girl's dream.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah. When you meet the man of your dreams, who's like, hey, what's your name? I've given 27,000 boob jobs. Like, I'm sold.
You had me at boob.
Okay, also, deeply disturbing about Lenny, he has my birthday.
I'm so deeply disturbed. What? Same year.
Same year, yeah. We are both 85.
But he looks so good.
I just hate that he's like I'm always like June Geminis, we get a bad rep, like, and also like I'm a Cancer cusp, so really like I'm not crazy or anything like that. And then I'm like, no, Lenny is everything that people hate about Geminis.
Right.
Monster, two-faced, more like two-dicked. He's always sticking it in someone else.
Two small dicks.
Hey-o.
And now we said it.
And now we said it.
And now we said it.
Did you know he was actually on a Bravo show before Miami? It was called Miami Slice.
Whoa, what? When was that on?
2004.
Oh, I feel like I vaguely remember this. When Bravo was really trying, was this one like... That like Tabitha takes over and like million like that era of Bravo. Yeah,
it's what Lauren Zalesnek for like the VP, she told us that they were trying to like show every aspect of industry, like especially like you know, elite industry. And so they like documented like five Miami plastic surgeons. And it was basically like an early version of like Botch. And I've always been like, this is how like deeply unpleasant like Lenny is, that they didn't ever invite him to do Botch. They were like, no, Terry and Maloof. Even though Maloof sued us, we'd rather have him in there than have to deal with Lenny every day.
Yeah, the Maloof, like very unpleasant, but you know, what can he say?
That's a very interesting fact about Lenny, though. I never knew that. Oh, my gosh.
Same. I wish I could find it, but
it's been buried.
It's been buried, yeah. Deep in the vault.
Deep in the Bravo vault.
It's not even
vault.
In Peacock, huh?
No.
Yeah, and there's some dark stuff on Peacock. Bethany Ever After. I watch it once a year when I'm sad. Quick sidebar, have you seen Bethany Ever After, Oliver?
I've seen some clips of it. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But Michelle, it's like her lullaby. She's like, oh, I feel so peaceful when I see this marriage destroyed.
There's something about when Jason is yelling at Bethany in the middle of the ocean and they get lost at sea with their marriage therapist, like their marriage counselor. You literally get lost at sea for hours and he's vomiting and she's trying to make like a corn soup and he's saying like, you're just like your mother.
See, this brings me back to, anyway, I'm so excited about the Miami trip on the boat. The best stuff is on the boat.
I'm excited for it, honestly.
Yes, this stuff happens on, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of Miami, Lisa,
boats and hoes.
Immediately after meeting Lenny, decided to move to Miami with him. 6 months later, they were engaged. And then exactly 2 years after they met, they were wed in the backyard of their Star Island home.
Dark stuff happens on Star Island.
Yeah. It's like a private elite island.
Miami. Rosie O'Donnell lived there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She lived there. Diddy lived there.
I'm sure he might have gone to a Hochstein party or two in his day. Perhaps. I don't know. Speculating. So Hochstein's career moved to reality television. She made her debut on the second season of Real Housewives of Miami in 2012. And mostly her storyline was like, they were like about Lisa and Lenny trying to conceive. Lenny wanted an heir to his mid-spa fortune. And it was like they were having difficulty and it was really hard on them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Their main contribution to the franchise is that theirs was the house of the second season launch. Dre party, which is the most insane.
Joanna,
have you listened to that yet?
We need you back, man. I even miss Karen.
Yeah,
Karen. So, Oliver, when you started watching like Miami, when you first watched Lisa, what were your initial thoughts of Lisa Hochstein when you saw her on television?
I had a few thoughts.
Right, same. That's how she feels too. Like, yeah, she's like, I have a few.
Once
thoughts.
In a while,
I have a few thoughts.
One pops in there.
He's like, I was like, well, I'm like, who am I watching? And like, why is this person like this? But why are they interesting? Kind of like, mm-hmm. I was intrigued. I was really intrigued. And so I kind of didn't do a deep dive. I kind of just did like a little shallow dive on Lisa. I was looking her up. I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this woman? Just finding out everything about her. Cause I started watching whenever season 4 had premiered on Peacock. Cause you know, before they were on. Yeah.
With the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because it's like I watched 4 and I'm like, wait, 4 is good, let me go back. So I watched 1, 2.
We love when you youngsters have respect for history and watch something that's not in
HD.
Listen,
you respect your elders.
Oh yes, no, I love history. I definitely respect my elders, and anytime something like that happens, I'm gonna go back and watch. So 100% in Miami, I tell people all the time, honestly, on my 5 franchises to watch, I always have Atlanta, New Jersey, Salt Lake City, of course, Beverly Hills, and then Miami. And I always say Miami because Miami's like, it's really good and you have to just watch it. And it was kind of a shame that it had gone on pause for, or like a hiatus for what?
Yeah, this was something that actually went on pause.
Yes.
Like, And that's the thing, because I'm like, well, is Dallas going to get that type of pause? Or who knows? But, like, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
But Miami's pause, that one, I'm so glad that they came back. So good.
The way they did that reboot was so perfect. Like, unlike the Roni reboot, which is absolute garbage. And I'm glad it's falling to shit. And we won't miss you, Bryn.
Right. Well, it seems like they really, like, they didn't want to cancel Miami, but they had to cancel it at the end of the third season in 2013 because the ratings were falling off as the season continued, which is like the kiss of death, like, except for, I guess, the Roni reboot. They're letting it keep doing that, but whatever. And then also a big part of it was that Mama Elsa got sick and they were like, we kind of don't know what the show would be without
her
and Marisol.
She was kind of like such a star, you know, those caftans and the words of wisdom for Mama Elsa, you know, her prayer candles. But yeah, I mean, the way that they did that reboot is, it's so special.
And the ladies stayed ready.
They never, their brows stayed lifted. Like everything was still like here and here. And
yes, they all look exactly the same. And were stirring up a lot of drama, even in the interim, especially the Hochsteins.
Yes.
Yes.
So during her first season, Lisa was already roasted in the high society Miami trades for listing their first house on Star Island after she got cast on the show so they could like upgrade, right? Mm-hmm. They called it an absolutely absurd Mediterranean revival that strives and fails to look like the old stuff from the 20s. And they listed it for like $10.75 million. Overly red decor, stained glass dome. Mm-hmm. Is that a bad thing? And a proliferation of faux finishes. All topped off by the rather immodest name Palacio del Eden. It's like, she didn't design it. She just moved into this rich guy's ugly house.
Well, that's okay. It was probably a beautiful house. Like these like Mediterranean. That's like my favorite era of homes. If I could buy a house, it'd be from the 20s. I mean, probably the stained glass definitely had lead in it, but who cares? Also, you know, like when you are rich, when your house has a name, like when they've named your home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
It's Shamia's Villa Rosa. On Atlanta right now.
What's it called?
Is that the Sterling? No, what's their name? Why say Sterling? I don't know. It's the something, but something. That's what they call it. It's like, it's a huge home.
My house is actually called the something because it's like, I don't know, something's going on.
Yeah, something's going on.
It's a couple of rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so yeah, funny you should mention Mediterranean revival because in 1920s architecture, because the next house they bought, which we see on the show, was the historic 1920s estate, 42 Star Islands, Star Island Drive, and they bought it, and Hochstein complained it wasn't structurally sound, and in fact, you can see like Lisa doing a tour of it, and it's like it looks like Versace like designed it, you know, like the ceilings. She's like, look at these babies up there; it's like they're throwing food at us. Like, it's kind of gross. Like, this Renaissance
ew, not
painting.
Food.
And
how
so
dare they?
It was like, it's this gorgeous Walter de Garmo home. And Walter de Garmo, he was the first registered architect in Miami. He did the Mission Revival and Mediterranean style. He was like one of the premier architects in that. It's this historic building. And they are like, we are going to demolish it and build a 20,000 square foot mansion in its place that is basically a replica of Caesar's Palace.
So we love a class.
There's that Las Vegas influence.
Yes. Right.
They claim it was Beverly Hills, but like it looks like it's like a cement pillar Caesar's Palace.
It looks like they just looked at the Supreme Court and were like, we want that.
Yes.
Yes.
It looks like a miniature Supreme Court. It's like they looked at it like, this is what I want. Just a little bit smaller, just a tad bit, like cut off two rooms. And that's what I want.
I want it to look like Clarence Thomas would be comfortable here.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's my Lenny's king. Guy, I'm sure.
Definitely.
So, needless to say, like, Miami is like a big preservationist, you know, culture. So people were furious. Also, the interiors of this house were Tony Montana's house in Scarface. So it's like a very historic Miami pride, like, building. But in Star Island specifically, the preservation laws are really loose. It's like the owner of the property has to declare it a historic building. So Lenny was like, I already own it. I'm tearing it down.
Right.
So they got torn in the papers. They were always talking about like this fake boobed woman is trying to tear down this house. And so finally they like revised their designs. But when they revised their designs, they were like, we'll make the pillars bigger. They didn't say they wouldn't tear it down. They're like, it's, yeah. So then they got sued. They countersued. And then eventually, obviously, they won and built the monstrosity.
Mm-hmm. I've actually had so many friends that have been to those parties.
Oh my God. Okay, give us the tea on this, because I couldn't really, I only find speculation. So, like, what's the vibe?
From what my friends have told me, it's just, it's like, it's a lot of young women there, a lot of young girls. And of course, Lenny would just be talking to them. He's talked to one of my friends before in like a very, of course, not, you know, PG way while still married to Lisa. So I was like, ooh, that's something. Mm. But yeah, it's like, it's exactly what you would expect.
It's a meat open bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really, what else?
No, I was just basically just saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that's why they tore down the house.
No babies throwing food at you.
Yes. Yeah. Because the babies were ruining the sexy vibes. And also because they wanted more bedrooms. They've got like the guest house now with the bedroom. Mm-hmm. They wanted like a bunch of different kind of like private rooms for any overnight guests after the parties.
Ugh.
Yeah. Also, Lenny is such a piece of shit. Like he still continued to troll the preservationist on his Instagram, he showed a picture of the house or like the original beautiful house being knocked down and like half standing. And he posts, best it's ever looked. And all the comments are like, how could you?
God, he probably does that to his patients. Like, he's just like, well, what you used to look like.
My God, girl.
Stitches and pulled this tight and tits way too big. And he's like, this is the best you ever looked, honey.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, I'm jumping ahead, but I've got to address this because no Bravo man has ever made me this mad before. He actually does do this.
Yes.
He pulls bad reviews from Yelp. He posts them on his website where you like schedule a consultation, and he addresses the bad review and he says, actually, the reason that your nipples are too low is because your nipples were too low before. Like, see? And then he posts their before and after pictures, which is compromising HIPAA, which is like repulse, because it's like you can just Google them and see their names, even if they signed away their before and after pictures, and is just like tearing into these women defending himself. Like, that is monstrous behavior. I cannot believe he's not been disbarred or whatever they do with doctors.
Were their nipples too low?
No, then she had great nipples. He's just a disgusting misogynist.
Asking the real questions over here. No, that is.
No,
that is,
I mean, so it's just insane. Like, I would never go to him for a nipple lift now.
Yeah. Well, I think he's lost his touch. And I actually, guys, I've never done this before. I've never contacted a Bravo celebrity. I did schedule a consultation form. And I said,
You didn't get a job.
I know, but this made me so mad. I had to say something. I was like, you have lost your touch as a plastic surgeon, and the misogyny that once made you a great sculptor of women's bodies to the perfection you thought you deserved has now rotted you from the inside, and all you can do is butcher and attack them like you did on your website.
Okay, and I was the one who got too drunk the other day.
No, I'm just riding high on pure rage, baby.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
That just really made me mad that he does that. That's repulsive. Like,
that's so fucked up.
And it should be illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't know you could just do that. You really can't.
But
you
also
really shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also he did, I'm jumping ahead here, but he originally tried to sue patients for leaving bad reviews, which like you really can't do even if they sign a waiver. But he was just like, you know, and it was just like a review. He, you know, I wasn't like happy with my procedure and I want to talk to him about it. And he was like, that's really not my problem, lady. I could care less. It was just like how rude he was being afterwards.
Why does he think he can just say all of this stuff? Like, that's not
to women. He says these things to women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is like, he hates. Like, I'm like, I feel like.
And yeah, what did Lisa say? I wouldn't be scared if he had. She was like,
I wouldn't be surprised. He said
that my gut looked like my face or something, but thought it was a compliment. Remember when she said something like
that? My gut looked like my face?
My butt looks like my face.
Oh, your butt.
Yeah, I remember. And then, yeah, she was like, it was so sweet.
Yeah. I'll also say I have more sympathy for Lisa after this. So also, yeah, it's like also she's getting all the heat for all this like crazy shit they're doing. They're very litigious just in general. Lisa sued one of her friends for commenting on TMZ that Lisa was an escort who did softcore porn in Vegas, like TMZ.com. She left a comment and they tried to sue for $15,000 to try to like intimidate people from talking about their parties or like, or their backgrounds.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, it was thrown out. But
wait, so they had a lot of parties. So like Oliver, you had a few friends go to any of these parties, but you never like, was this recently? Or I guess it would have been when they were still married.
Well, when they were still married and then one of my friends just went this past Halloween. I'm pretty sure he had a Halloween party.
And they did that one together though, right? I remember they got back together for one last bash.
Not this Halloween.
Yeah, I don't think
the one before maybe. Halloween. Yeah.
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 Because I think he's still with that.
No, they broke up.
The mistress?
Yeah.
They did.
I think they got back together.
Got back together.
Oh, they got back together. Okay.
Yeah.
Mistress. Yeah. So Lisa was also open about like during this time while the show was off the air, she and Lenny separated, because of the stress of.
Well, she said that he had like an emotional affair.
He had an emotional affair. She had all of his passwords. She caught him. And then she said, and then he came crawling back. Best decision of his life. Mm-hmm. But she said it was also kind of her fault because she had an addiction to plastic surgery.
Right.
Yeah, which is like so sad. I feel like how long she's been like covering for him
and
like how bad
he's
made her feel about herself.
Right.
Right. But also, at least
they are still together.
Him and the other girl.
Love wins. Like
this was March 11. Love wins.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't actually use that hashtag. No, that's reserved for Alexis Bellino. Hashtag love wins. Remember when she used that hashtag with the fucking horrible person she's with?
That's so funny, though, that she's like, it is. Our adversity is the same as gay marriage.
Gay marriage.
And I know. I officiate them all the time. And, you know, me and Johnny J's love is the same.
Hashtag love wins. Hashtag, what did she say? Promise ring?
Oh, yeah. Promise ring. So yeah, so the Hochsteins get back together. They pursue surrogacy. They have a kid in July 2015, Logan, and then in 2017 they get in trouble with the press again. They posted pictures of themselves fleeing Hurricane Irma, which hit Miami in 2017, in their private jet with their child and two dogs, like posing like kissy and like peace sign and like see you later.
And you know who else did something similar? Richard Nixon when he resigned from presidency.
I am not a crook.
He did the same thing.
Yeah. But you know who went after them was our favorite volatile Polish gal, Joanna Krupa, who I wish would come back.
God, they asked her, but Joanna she wouldn't come back.
Yeah, I wish she would come back.
So good. Yeah. Romaine, what was his name? Roman. They're not together anymore.
Yeah, thank God.
Her I think about her wedding all of the time. Do you remember that episode though where they get really drunk and like the party and like she's like late to her, it was just perfect. Everyone's so sick. That was me the other night. It was like a Joanna Krupa
wedding sick level sick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The bus breaking down.
That was a mess. Speaking of messes, Lenny also did Kim Zolciak's third boob job in 2018.
And that's what made her go broke.
Probably. Yeah.
Of course. Was that Big Papa?
Oh, that paid for the boo-boos?
No. Could Lenny be Big Papa?
No, he's not Big Papa. Said, I feel like they revealed a while ago who Big Papa was. He's like a much older man.
Like a big Tex and Anna Nicole situation.
Yes. And he was like, and he was still always married. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great episode, though, when Kim's like, I'm engaged to Papa. They're like.
Speaking of classic Kim, the way that they decided what the breast job would be, her followers voted on a poll in her stories that she tagged Lenny in on what kind of work she should have done.
Were her nipples, they were fully, they were not low. They were just right. Mm. Like Goldilocks, like she's like, these nipples are too low.
These too
nipples
high.
Are too high. These are just right. Right. Let me tag you in my story.
So yeah, so then
and you know what she's famous for? Pimping her daughter out for John Legend tickets.
For John Legend tickets. And then
what happened?
Kenya for.
You know, oh my God, it's one of my favorite moments in Atlanta when Kenya is like, Kim, she's like fighting with Kim and she's like, at least, she's like, and you're out here pimping your daughter out for John Legend tickets.
Oh my God, and then afterwards, whenever Kim went over to Portia's and Portia called, like, was like, your injured son and your hoe daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love that episode.
Great episode. But great third boobs to Kim.
Yes, yes. But other people were less happy about their boobs. So he starts suing people for bad reviews at around the same year, 2019, where Lenny is hit with his first malpractice suit. Mm. A former patient sued him for pain and suffering because he left a metal surgical needle in her body. And she was only, all the people who've sued him for malpractice, because spoiler alert, there's going to be a lot. It's just been because they just been like enough to pay for the surgery to reimburse them, and then like hospital fees and like medical bills. They're not, it's not like they're trying to like
they're trying to like
money.
make that money, honey.
Yeah. But he got out of it. He blamed his surgical assistant and fired him. And in 2019, Lisa and Lenny welcomed their second child, Elle Marie.
Oh, she's so cute.
She is really cute. But things are looking up for the Hochsteins in 2020. As we all know, Andy Cohen revealed this exclusively to Danny Pellegrino that he was bringing back Miami.
Exciting.
Do you think we'll ever get a hot exclusive like that?
He will reveal to us that he's bringing back Dallas and he's not excited by it.
Yeah. He's like, unfortunately, I have some bad news.
Unfortunately, oh, I think I might have to have Leanne Locken back on my show.
I've had her blocked for
I want Dallas back so bad.
Who would your Dallas girls be if you could get a Miami style reboot?
So definitely Tiffany Moon. I do want Deandra to come back, especially because of her mom, Amadee. If I had to have one OG back, I want Leanne, but at the same time, she just seems way too crazy and just all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So
she's just like,
I would have Stephanie come back.
Okay. She's we like her.
Plus, they
she grounded
really nice
the
home.
Show. Oops, she yeah, was yeah, grounding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They built a really nice home up in Montana, too. So I want Stephanie. And then there's this one attorney. She's an all pink, blonde hair. She's in Dallas, based in Dallas. Her name is Attorney Martinez or something like that. She is really good friends with Tiffany and Deandra. And actually, I met her whenever I met Deandra. So sweet. Mm-hmm. Tiffany has a few more friends. Also, crazy enough, Claudia Jordan from Atlanta lives here now. So I would kind of want to see Claudia.
She would be
on.
Good. Yeah, that would be
a pro.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
a pro.
I would start there and then figure out like whatnot. But that's what I want. Especially because Tiffany owns like three of my favorite hotels here. So yeah.
Oh wow.
We saw it from
the JW.
We were not there. We were at the Thompson Hotel, but you were like, that's Tiffany Moon's like hotel. And I was like, hi Tiffany.
She's a real titan of industry.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, they own their own wines and everything. Like, they're like,
rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, they have their own empire, basically.
She's got so many Birkins.
So many. And then whenever I met her, she had one of her, like, rare crocodile ones. I was like,
oh my gosh, I just read about how rare those are. They're from the 1930s. And Andre Leontelli's memoir that I'm reading. Renee Zellweger had one, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Well, speaking of wealth.
Alligators.
So the month before they start filming, during the second wave of COVID, the Hochsteins manage to get in trouble for breaking pandemic rules in Miami, where they're incredibly loose because they're having so many loud parties with repeated noise complaints.
Let the boys play with the young girls.
Yeah. Some of these parties, though, these were parties that, well, if it wasn't like with raging coronavirus,
welcome to
I would
Miami.
Go to.
Yes, but okay. So remember, though, Lord, when we went to the
I was about this is
Countess
I wanted
Luan.
To talk about it. I think this is where all of the Bravo celebrities went to like party in Miami and like at the Hochsteins and stuff.
This is why
during
COVID spread.
Yes, this was why Oliver, second
did
wave.
Did you go to the Luann, the Countess Luann show when she was in Dallas in June?
No, I didn't. I couldn't go to it. Like,
okay. Yeah, Lauren and I went, and she's not sober. And she told us a crazy story about how it was COVID. She wanted to go on a date with a guy from Miami, but she's like, when she went to go get a plane ticket, it was such a hard decision because all of first class was sold out. So she had to fly coach because she wanted to have sex. You know how it is, ladies, she said. So she was like, it was during COVID and I went to Miami with a guy that she had never met. And it was hard decision because the decision was not because there was COVID and, oh my gosh, everyone's in lockdown. It was, I have to fly coach.
Yeah, it wasn't like I'm gonna get COVID on this plane and no. I haven't been vaccinated
and
yet.
I'm gonna go have sex with a person I've never met.
But then it ends with a happy ending. She goes, but ladies, and she would always say this at the end of her sex stories if they owned a boat. She said, ladies, we got the yacht. And then it goes, let's go, girls. And she starts singing, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And
the whole place in the crowd silent.
Looks around like, fuck.
She just talked about like fucking a stranger during the height of COVID.
Let's go, so funny. Girls. Like,
I love her.
It.
She's Cher. She's the Cher.
We love an asthmatic housewife.
Yeah.
May they never go out of style.
See, I'm learning new stuff today.
Well, I just assumed because of how many cigarettes she's smoking. And now she's a spokesperson for a pot company.
Oh, hell yeah.
She said money can't buy you class, but it can buy you grass.
And, yeah.
And don't be all uncool.
Cool.
Smoke pot.
Yeah.
Peer pressure.
Smoke pot, kids. I've been to rehab. I've been to prison. And it's only the mid-season trailer.
Well, anyway, she was deaf. I bet she was at this party. One was with Post Malone, Scott Disick, Lil Pump, Tyga, and Jake Paul. And the performances were by Lil Baby, 24 Karat Gold, and Gucci Mane.
What?
We would never be invited to this party.
No.
Can you imagine?
That's, yeah. Well, it's apparently all men. Their first all men party.
Exactly. Let the boys play.
So, yeah. And Lisa said to the press, we offered the backyard of our home to a friend that wanted us to plan a last minute get together. Temperatures were checked and they were told to wear masks when not eating or drinking.
And she's like,
then that's cool.
But it was at our home. So there was no food.
Yeah, no food. So then in February 2021, Miami starts filming. And within the year of it filming and airing, Lenny is hit with 4 more malpractice suits in a matter of months because they're back in the news. Graphic alert.
If you didn't think the nipple story was graphic.
This is worse. He botched a vaginoplasty, leaving someone with deformed genitalia.
Was it Sonia? No, it wasn't.
Well, because she's happy that hers can smoke now. Just kidding. Have you heard that story? She can make it smoke.
Have you heard that story, Oliver?
Yes.
The rumor.
Probably your friend was the one who watched it.
He did a boob job and an abdominoplasty that led to necrosis of the abdominal wall. Like, this guy's a butcher, dude.
It's like that's when your lining comes apart or whatever.
It's when your tissue dies and rots inside of you.
Like, because, like, necrosis, like, necrophilic, like,
yeah, it's tissue death. Like, it turns, like, black. Yeah. It decays.
Ugh, just like his heart.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to make people look as ugly on the outside as he does on the inside.
As he is on the inside. Yeah. Let's be honest, on the outside, he looks like shit.
Yeah, he sucks. He sucks and he looks like shit. And his tan and new veneers aren't helping him.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So then another boob job that led to a series of infections, 4 follow-up surgeries, and ultimately resulted in implant removal, and then a botched thigh and arm lift that left a woman with large open wounds and a significantly limited range of motion in her arms. How is this guy still practicing?
Listen,
medicine?
He's got it, but you know what? Let him still practice. Lisa's got parties to throw.
Yeah. I mean, cool. That's the other thing that scares me about these parties is like, I think part of it is like a meat market. Part of it is he's trying to for surgeries as well. Mm. And I'm just like, girls, don't do it.
Networking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
And he writes it off. It's no. It's a business expense. You know, I do wonder about that, though. Like, a lot, like, you know, Kyle's white party, like, Bravo says that they don't pay for it. But then I'm like, okay, well, like, do they, like, write off some of these, like, parties and, like, clothes and stuff? Like, is that, like, a business expense, like, that they could use for, like, the show?
I bet they do. Yeah. Like, don't you think?
Well, because Oliver's an accountant. I'm an accountant. It's just something that I...
Yeah, it's like, that's a gray area.
Yeah. I bet they could write off some of it, though.
I think they can, yeah, some of it. Yeah. But I don't think, like...
Ones who aren't going to prison because they're not paying taxes, don't know that they're doing that.
But if there's one, like, Summer House, you know, Paige is writing off all, like, the, you know, dumb cowboy outfits and shit that they've got.
Okay, I was, like, all, like, writing off the DoorDash from her bed.
Probably that, too. Yeah. She's probably got itemized receipts.
Yeah. Seriously. Lindsay? They save that show so much money. They don't even go out anymore. They just lay in bed. That's true.
Yeah, they really do. They just use those mounted cameras in there.
Yeah, they're not even having sex anymore on camera. God, somebody go do something with that.
They should start at least jerking off if they're not gonna,
I know. At least let us watch you watching porn. Yeah. Something needs to be happening on that show, and it can't just be like Wes talking about his friend's ball.
Yeah.
Who's that? Fun fact, Lauren and I forgot Amanda was on that show.
Yeah. We were trying to guess.
We named
a cast member.
Season girls.
Oliver was like, guess a cast member. And we were like, we thought of all of, I mean, Gabby,
I was like,
Danielle.
I watched Summer House that day.
Single cast member.
Christina Gibson. We said Christina Gibson.
Hannah, that band from the first season that Maya. Kyle gets mad they're making fun of.
Jordan. I said Jordan, even though that was a guy.
Yeah, y'all went through everybody and y'all were about to give up.
I was like, he's crazy. There's nobody left.
Like, really? We're done. I was like, wait.
Oh, Amanda.
Amanda, right.
Cole? Kyle. That's my impression.
Her catchphrase. So then, Miami airs December 2021, March 2022. It's a decent season. They order a season 5 and start shooting in spring of 2022. Lenny gets a 6th malpractice suit. And of course, during filming, a story hits on Page 6. There weren't cameras there, but Lisa and Lenny got into a showdown at a nightclub. Lenny was partying with his 26-year-old Ukrainian model, Katerina Mazepa. Girlfriend, when Lisa showed up at 1 a.m. with Larsa, they were all there and they did have words. The insider reveals a drink was thrown. There was a showdown at Gala Miami this weekend.
Woo.
So that's basically how she found out.
Yeah, and wasn't it like during like the F1 weekend or something?
Dang.
Formula
and you were
One.
With Larsa of all people.
What's crazy to me is like Larsa should know, get a camera in there.
Is Larsa like, the most boring person that's ever, besides Amanda Petula?
I think she also called her own fans like Larsonators. I'm like, Larson?
Larson.
She's
Larson.
Okay, Larson's like the worst person. Like, I don't know.
Here's why I think she's necessary. She
the welcome home party for
off.
Marcus after he was gone for a week to his own home.
But she's just a troll, dude. Like,
she
can make everyone mad, you know?
And she's like, my butt is from squats.
Yeah.
And then whenever she looked at Nicole and she was like, I have a real job. You put people to sleep. What?
Like, what the fuck?
No, Larsa, you put people to sleep when they watch your fucking shit on TV.
Oh my gosh.
Or when she's like, I don't have a Todd. I don't have a, you know, a Lenny. And it's like, but you were married to Scottie Pippen.
she was on OnlyFans.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, even when she was trying to defend her relationship with Marcus, she's like, I barely would even babysit her.
Barely. But, like, even whether she's doing it on purpose or not, it's like that shit. You know how people used to be so pissed off at the Kardashians and now we're just like used to them? She taps into that collective rage in a way that's just so necessary for like everyone who watches her hates her.
She learned everything that she has in terms of being like not interesting from the Kardashians, but she could never like deliver in terms of like staying power and making money.
Yeah.
And who's laughing now?
Oh, yeah. It's just Larsa, she's funny to me because it's like.
But we love her.
Yeah, like her whole existence is so interesting. But what she did to Gertie in season 6 was.
Not okay.
That was so fucked up.
That's when trolling turns evil. You got
control. Yeah, we don't like her for that. But we love Gertie.
Love Gertie.
Mm-hmm. Love Gertie.
So then, so then page six asked both of them. Lisa was like, I have no idea. I was shocked by what I saw. And Lenny says, we're not true. We're not getting a divorce. Nice try, though. A week later, Lenny announces to page six before he tells Lisa, we have decided to get a divorce. Also, I have a new girlfriend. The girlfriend happened after me and Lisa decided to get a divorce. And then also my girlfriend is married and she's getting a divorce. And that also... we also started dating after that happened. And Lisa's reply to page six is basically like, Lisa, he didn't tell her any of this, but she's kind of getting the gist of it because he's just like having conversations with his girlfriend and stuff just like right in front of her. Right. So she's catching on slowly.
Just crazy.
She's catching on slowly. He's like, we're getting a divorce. This is an attorney. This is my girlfriend. And she's like, what? But we just had that birthday dinner for you where I forgot your age. Maybe.
But to be fair, he like, you know, she might not be the quickest, but he also was like, we're getting a divorce. What are you mad about? Get over it, bitch. I said a divorce.
I think of like all of his misdeeds is that he's like this disgusting to Lisa in front of their kids.
In front of their kids. Yeah. That's what really plays out in the press. This is also what's also disgusting is Lisa didn't start going to the press. Lenny sold the divorce announcement to page six before Lisa's friend responded like, okay, well, she's trying to do what's right for her kids.
Yeah.
And then June 3rd, he went to the press to tell them that he was like filing a motion to kick her out of the mansion, thinking that that was sympathetic to him. I agreed to, you know, put her up somewhere else and she's not getting out of the home. And she agreed to that in our prenup. He thought that like that would make her look
but
bad.
It's like, but their kids live in that home. Like, yes. It's so distressing for a kid to be like not in the home that they...
Right. And Lisa,
the only home, and especially at that age, like you can't, because they can't even, they're not old enough to understand about like what it means. Like your parents are not going to be together and you're going to be living in a different home. And yeah.
Yeah. It's so gross. Much change. And they're like six and two. So then she files to, you know, stay in the house longer. And also she's like, and also maybe don't bring the girlfriend around, which I think is fair, especially because like it's going to be a knockdown, a drink will be thrown, as they say in page six, if the girlfriend comes, you know.
Yeah.
But then Lenny again responds in the press that like, you know, because she's also like said that he was like berating her in the court papers in front of the kids, and then he responds in the press, as far as being berated, it's quite the opposite. Lisa attacks and berates me. Then the next day his lawyer responds to the press and says Lenny's done everything to protect the children by being private and not at all inflammatory. He's like not doing that because of the sake of the children. And then he goes on to slam Lisa and says she seems to crave attention. Her issues, allegations are inflammatory, the opposite of the truth. She stalks him on social media. Lisa's goal is conflict. And also, her lawyer's goal is conflict. I believe we as lawyers are officers of the court. We have a higher calling when children are in the mix. I'm like, okay, you found the biggest prick in the world to like represent you.
I'm just trying to think like in terms of like really awful house husbands. God, is Lenny like the worst house husband?
I think he is. I think he is.
He might.
He's definitely the most.
I'm trying to think like who would be the top five.
I think he's worse than Brooks. Sorry, and now he said it.
Well, yeah. Well, Brooks was never a house husband, but yeah, he was the worst. Well, God, Brooks, the cancer stuff was pretty shit.
Yeah, but no one actually bought Resveratrol because of him. Lenny is actually like, you know,
right. Because I'm even like, women. You know, like even Joe Giudice, I'm like, I don't know. He wasn't all that bad. I mean, he got deported and, you know, his wife had to go to prison.
No, Lenny's the worst. Yeah, Lenny's like Dr. Death, but for boobs. He's like, you're killing women's boobs and getting off on it. So, allegedly.
Well, and it's like, so it's like so one evil thing that is like, okay, like all these things are happening with Lenny, but like, Lisa she tried really hard to keep that marriage together.
Yeah.
Like she did not want to like, but it was it just like, she couldn't have loved him, but it was like, would you stay together? Cause you have these kids and you have like this money. And like, she's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Oh, cause I think that was like a big part of it too. She was like, what he wanted to give her in terms of like alimony was, what was it like $5,000 or something.
Yeah.
Like something really crazy small.
Well, she was, So then his girlfriend, her and her team go to the press like every day in July. You know, talking
it's like,
shit,
yeah, like, but it's like, but the stuff with Lisa. Well, because what we saw,
and
like,
she files
the
a
show
restraining is, order. Yeah. And like claims she's stalking her.
Yeah, it's like too much, too litigious. Like, but the, like, I remember, like, in Miami, like, that episode where, like, Lisa's, like, she spent, like, $800 on an Instant Card or something.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's like, you need to Venmo me.
Yes. And then he's still, like, telling her all of the groceries she has to buy, and she's, like, taking it. It was all just so messy, and she, you know, she says he's, like, financially abusing her, and she says he's spending all of his money, and it's just,
but
like,
then she was now with, then she was, like, with Jody, living in, okay, the weird thing with Jody, like, he bought Adriana's old house, remember?
Yes.
So let's get into the Jody of it all.
Yeah.
So season 5 airs. Everyone hates Lenny, including his mom. The season is awesome, partly because of the divorce.
And was that the season of the hot mic? Remember his crazy, horrible hot mic moment?
Yes, that was the season of the hot mic. And so then season 6 starts shooting. Lenny announces his engagement to his new girlfriend in July 2023 on Instagram. And then Lisa announces the same month that she is dating Jody Glidden, a fellow Canadian who dropped out of high school to pursue entrepreneur. And then he got a degree in New Brunswick, and then he got his...
Lauren, what are you talking about? He dropped out of high school to pursue entrepreneur.
That's what it says on his, like, Wikipedia and stuff.
That's not a sentence.
Well, because it's like, I don't really know what he does, like, other than he's a business guy who does business. Yeah, he's like Kyle. Like, Kyle pursues entrepreneur on Summer House.
Yeah. So, wait, is Jody an investor and lover boy?
Maybe. Well, so he got his master's at Harvard, so I guess he's like a smart guy. And then he started like 5 companies, but he's been fired from like a couple of them as CEO. I don't know what his deal is. Clearly,
he could afford Adriana's house, and it was a beautiful home.
Yeah. It's he's like mostly does AI and machine learning stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Because so, does he kind of looks like he was put together? Like he kind of looks like AI.
Maybe that's why he speaks. He speaks robot the, because he is.
That's where they got that. He was the blueprint.
Yeah. I mean, I have, me and Michelle were watching, we're like, what is his deal? Like, is he...
He looks like AI.
You know, I think you guys are talking... Let me go on his Instagram. I gotta see him again.
He looks like he's... Or he just, like, always looks like he's on like, an Instagram filter.
Yeah.
He's
like,
really sweet to Lisa when he can express, like, emotions.
Right. It was, like, kind of giving us Raquel vibes, Rachel vibes, because we were like, he seems very uncomfortable to be on TV, but like to go through all of this, he must really want to be on TV.
Well, he must really want to be with Lisa, and I think that was also here's part of the whole thing is like,
well, here's the rumors about
put him
it.
Through some shit. Oh,
yeah,
the rumors
and
the
nastiness. The nastiness about
so it. Actually, our friend Dumois broke a story, and this is rumors. Like Jody and Lisa say this is not true, but Jody was set to marry his fiance Rabia in the south of France. They'd been dating from 2017 to 2021. Oh, he also has like, did I say he's got a teenage daughter who's like 16? Anyway, he called off the wedding.
I think they mentioned that on the show. They at least said he had a kid.
Briefly, yeah. So that he called off his wedding a few days before, but other sources closer to Jody say he called it off a month before, and then others say they were taking a break to sort out their issues, and they were rescheduling it later. Like, he was like, Rabia, let's just, like, back it off. And then he was seen hanging out with Lisa the day he left France, the following day, which was supposed to be the day after his wedding day.
How did him and Lisa meet?
So there's kind of different sources on that. She says they met and started dating in July and of 2022. But some people say that he was at some of Lenny's parties, and other people say he actually has been in love with her since they were in Toronto. But they kept it on the down low because they don't want people to think that they were like cheating all through the marriage. But
he understands what it's like to be an immigrant, like her.
Right. It's the struggle that they love.
The struggle of like being immigrants.
Right.
Yeah.
But all the rumors I'm reading are like he is just absolute, like he's just obsessed with her. He thinks she's
so
hot.
Yeah, that's what
I love with her. Yeah.
Well, you must be because like some of the stuff she did, like, I mean, just like how still like intertwined and like just not letting a lot of shit go with like Lenny. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I would just be like, you can make your own money. Like, she can make her own money. She's making money from the show. She doesn't need Lenny. She was getting some money. Jody's rich. Like, she was going to be okay. But just, like, she was like, I got to stay in the house. I got to get more money. Like, it just, yeah. I feel like, are they even divorced at this point? Are they?
Yes, they're divorced.
They are divorced. Okay.
November 2024. Like, their divorce
was finalized. Going on for fucking ever. It was like almost as bad as like Bethany's divorce, which was the worst.
It wasn't
divorce.
That bad. That was like a 6-year long.
That was thing, insane.
This was nasty and like very much them trying to hurt each other through the press.
And I loved it.
Yeah, it was fun. And then
because
also,
it was like my news. I only read Page Six. It's the only news that I read now. Everything else has a paywall. Yeah. So it kept me informed.
Well, I'm just hoping next season with Jody and Jody and Lisa that she still has a reminder on her phone every day to ask him how he's doing or pay like show interest in his life.
Sorry. I know that I'm at dinner with my friends who I should be showing like interest in and asking them how they're doing. But this is my daily reminder that I need to check in with my boyfriend to see how he's doing with his entrepreneur.
His entrepreneur that he's pursuing.
What are your hopes for this upcoming season?
Honestly, I just hope that they can just keep the same energy. I'm so disappointed that Dr. Nicole isn't going to be there. Mm-hmm. However, I understand that it was due to her postpartum. So completely understood. 100%.
And hopefully she'll be back someday, you know.
I think
she's so, like, they're like rich, and I don't even understand how they're this rich, but.
Yeah. But it's like the fact that they just sold their home, I think for double that they bought it
Jeff Bezos' parents. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like,
it's insane.
And the fact that they were able to sell that and renovate, I think they're renovating their other home and live in their home on, what's that island?
Palm Island?
No. It's that other one where like all the billionaires live. I think it starts with an F. Oh my gosh, I have to find it.
Fuckboy Island?
Fuck Island.
Love that show. Fuckboy Island.
No, it's like
Florida Island.
Fisher Island. It's Fisher Island.
Oh yeah, that sounds fancy.
Yeah. They had a house on Fisher Island and it's ultra exclusive. Like you just have to take a ferry to get there. But yeah,
well, what are the preservation laws like?
Knock it down. We will rebuild.
Yeah. I'm excited to see that. I'm also wondering what the dynamics are going to be because the new girl, Steph Shep, I've seen her so much.
Wait, Steph Shep is going to be on? I didn't even know this. She's going to be on the season of Miami?
Okay, yeah, she's a new housewife.
Lauren, do you know who Steph Shep is?
No, it sounds like a tongue twister. Like
Steph Shep was really close to the Kardashians. She was Kim Kardashian's assistant for a long time and then moved into like working like
she's
on
gorgeous.
Her businesses.
Wait, I'm thinking
Steph Shep.
It's Stephanie something. It's not
that's okay. I was like, this is okay. Steph Shep is like very entwined with the Kardashians. That's
Stephanie Suganami.
Stephanie Shojay.
Yeah, okay, that girl. Okay, so Steph Shep, everyone, not on Miami.
My bad, y'all.
a different Steph.
And Steph Shojay.
She used to, I know Marisol and Alexia, I think they brought her on, but it's very interesting because she used to date Anthony, Dr. Nicole's man. So I think they were just trying to be messy by bringing her on, but.
They're Nicole, still mad like, about her bringing, the what's her name neck. To the, yeah, yeah.
If you could bring back an old Miami housewife, who would you bring back?
Ooh, either Leah Black or Joy.
Do you guys remember that that billboard that said Roberta Black, please take me back? That
no.
They had it for like, you know, like circa 2013. That's why I want to make a billboard that says Leah Black, please take me back. Love Miami. I want
her
back.
Bravo. Love Bravo.
When I think of Leah, okay, well, her, like, she's just always so memorable. She was so good. But I remember, like, watching, like, I would go, this is, like, a long time ago, but I used to go on, like, BravoTV.com, and you could watch, like, they would have, like, the housewives, like, doing tours of their house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching Leah's, and she had, like, fireplaces in every room. And she's like, I've never turned them on because it's Miami, but they look so grand. And she was talking about, like, Hillary and Bill would stand right next to this fireplace and all of the things.
That's
how
so
many
funny.
Criminals has her husband let off? You know what I mean?
That's such a funny way to name drop to be like, oh, speaking of this fireplace, two of my famous guests stood next to it all the time. Like, what are you talking
about? This was Bill's favorite fireplace.
Like, what?
This is the energy I want. I just, you, I, I the best housewives are like kind of like
delusional.
I love they're the so best. Good. That's why they're the best.
Also, the way Leah Black would absolutely dog walk those bitches. She would tear them up. She was so mean ruthless. In such like an old money, like, cunty way.
Yeah. And she's like, you're stupid with money.
She's brutal. And she had a best friend who was a drag queen. So it's like, it was kind of a twofer deal where it's like,
I love her.
Drag queen. Yeah. Well, I think she's doing too much allegedly, you know, shady shit for to be all on TV in like, this her, age her of social
husband,
media.
Like, I don't know, is he still practicing law? Like, he got a whole lot of criminal. I think, didn't they kind of make their money through, like, defending, like, cocaine people or something?
Like Adriana's.
Alexia.
Alexia.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, Alexia, yeah.
She's a star. She was born a star.
Yeah, she was.
She was born a star. And she was.
And she was.
And she was.
And she is. And oh, is. One more question. So at Bravo Fan Fest, I guess Lisa showed that she's still wearing Lenny's like wedding ring on her middle finger, but she's like, but maybe, you know, Jody and I will get engaged. Were there any other like updates from about Miami when you were there?
Well, that's where they revealed that Stephanie Shojay was gonna be
okay, gotcha.
So, like, there was one of the stages where it was it was called the doorbell stage, and that's where you would have like surprise Bravo celebrities come out, like for panels. And so all the Miami women came out, and then they were like, we're gonna announce the newest housewife, Stephanie Shojay. So she walked out too. That's like the only. Oh, Larsa and Gertie. No, Larsa and Kiki wore the exact same dress. One was.
I love Kiki. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
can you imagine?
They need to make her full time. They need to. Stop.
No, I love her. I love her as friend of, because it's like she's the perfect friend of. She's the only one who understands the assignment. She always looks fabulous.
She shows up with a vibrator.
Once in a while, she'll like, you know, dog walk one of them.
Fucking hot. Like, she's so gorgeous. It's crazy.
Can you imagine wearing the same thing as her? I would like, I would just jump into a toilet. I would run away. I'm like, I don't want to wear anything next to when she's wearing. She's so beautiful. No.
See.
Oh, like when Britney wore the same dress as
Angie K.
Yeah. And then she's like, but out of respect, I wore a different dress for my one segment.
Living it. But that's the thing I love about Miami too. It's like, even the friends of don't seem like they're friends
the
of because
fashion.
They're basically,
you would never know that Marisol and Adriana are friends of, except like they don't have tagline. Like they've done more as friends of than Kyle Richards has done in 20 years.
Exactly. And it's because they're so willing to be on TV that they're like, you can pay me by the same.
They put
I don't
everything
give a fuck.
Out
I do it
there.
Out of love.
They really put everything out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I just love
Miami.
I do. I love it. It's just like always, it just like feels like a vacation every time I watch it.
I know.
It does.
It's so always sunny in Miami.
It's always sunny. Also, like, it always feels like a vacation. Like, I love like Alexia talking about being a renter. Like, it's just like a magical experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all were renters once.
Were.
I'm manifesting a mortgage for her.
After the divorce and finally.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well,
we will be rebuilt.
Yes. Well, it's the end of the episode. At the end of the episode, we always do our oral exam. It's a 1 minute verbal essay on a pop culture topic of your choice, which starts with, in this essay, I will prove. So this is Oliver Sims's oral exam, and his time starts now.
Okay. I'm improving. In this essay, I will prove why White Lotus is extremely accurate. So I grew up going to private Christian schools my entire life, going to schools and knowing people who are the snootiest, snobbiest people you will ever meet in your entire life. Now, I also, a few of those people in there are frauds. I know so many people who have currently, or their family have filed for bankruptcy, gone to jail for tax fraud, also gone to jail for doing heinous things to other people. Some of them are still serving a prison sentence, by the way. A few of them have gotten arrested by the FBI. And what do they all do? They love to go around flaunting in their Porsche Cayennes and their Range Rover, not Velars, but their big Range Rovers and their huge Maybachs and their big empty homes in Plano,
10 seconds.
Texas. And just love to tell you that, oh, I'm rich and you're not. You're frauds.
Oh my God. That's so juicy. I thought you were going to say they all jerk off their brothers.
I was like, this is what happens when you cross 635.
I know of some people who were cousins.
Oh, wait, for real?
Yeah.
But did they jack their brother off in a beautiful, like, a tropical locale?
You know, I don't think it was a tropical locale. I definitely think it was in one of the parents' homes.
Oh, my God.
But
cousins isn't that bad, though, you know?
What? Well, like Elizabeth and Philip were cousins, and look at the beautiful children they made.
You want to know something? So one thing that I learned in AP biology in high school, balding in young white men is a trait of inbred in their lineage. Look at William and Harry.
Okay. Oh. Well, because when you said that, I was thinking of Heather from Salt Lake, and I was like, but she's not a young balding white man.
I tried to keep that in. But those two, they are absolute.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No. And like Charles.
Jaw. Yeah.
Like Charles, he's so highly bred, he can't even function.
Yeah.
Or highly inbred. We love the royal family. They deserve all of the money they still get from the taxpayer.
And that's a system that's going to continue for decades. Wow. I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's even not
going to. They're already like insanely independently wealthy.
Yeah. They haven't lost all support from their country at all. Yeah, wait. Oh, yeah. That's so interesting, though. That's, like, so relatable to me as someone who grew up in Highland Park, except I didn't have any friends, so I didn't know any of the cool gossip. But that would have made it way more fun.
No, I knew so much about people. And then the thing is, a lot of the stuff with their parents and whatnot, it's just, it's crazy. Like, just insane. It's, like, so many people's parents, like,
literally. Oh, my God. Can we just do oral exams about spilling tea on
yes just give us blind items
okay blind I'm gonna do mine items. I'm gonna do one on okay. I'm gonna spill tea on somebody went to high school with.
okay
in this essay I will prove that a girl, I won't name her, but I could, and you'd be like, that's fine because she's not famous, but she tried to be. She was like our homecoming queen and all the things, really, really popular. She's beautiful. She's a commercial actor. Actually, Lauren, you do know her because she was friends with Natalie.
Yes, I know her.
She got so, I might have gotten drunk on Saturday, but this girl got so drunk at prom that she passed out and then she pooped herself.
Well, that's not bad. I guess
she woke up covered in shit and everyone woke up and they were like, what's that smell? And they were like, it's blah, blah, because she got so drunk that she literally just passed out and shit herself, which actually now is kind of a sad story and she probably should have gotten medical attention. But I did see her in a Corona commercial.
Well, it all worked out for her. Yeah, I'm like,
her parents pay her rent. She's 40.
Hey, it's definitely like better than having a baby on the toilet at prom, which is like, you know, the classic.
Okay, these babies. Remember, that was a reality show. Like, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I got to deep dive some of those babies. I bet we could interview one of those babies now.
Yeah.
The toilet babies. Whatever. Yeah, because, like, in the 90s, you always hear about, like, crack babies. But, like, what about the toilet babies?
Yeah.
What are they up to now?
That's MTV's next show. It's just toilet ridiculousness. Teen Mom. Legacy.
True Life, I Was a Toilet
Baby. True Life, I Was a Toilet Baby. Those are the three, and that's all they play all the time. That's God's legacy. Well, I'm like, all of the ones that I can think of are like sad too. Like, are like tragic. Like,
why don't you talk about Craig?
Deaths. Craig. I don't care about Craig.
Well, that's a good one. That's what Paige says.
I'll just do...
Talk about Amanda Bettula.
I'm like, well, I was going to talk about Spring, but now I'm like, I've got to kind of top it. Okay, I got a story. Okay. In this essay, I will prove a blind item about a girl at my school growing up where there was a party one night and she was really drunk. And she was so drunk, she fell asleep for a little while. And then her friends stole $40. They stole $40 out of her wallet. And then they woke her up and they bribed her with $20 to blow a dog.
Lauren!
And I regret doing it, but I'm just kidding. It's just a famous urban legend. You guys had such good ones. I feel like I had to top it.
What kind of dog?
Well hung. That's all I remember.
No, I mean, like, but the Highland Park dogs are different than regular dogs.
Right. Purebred. Purebred. They have male pattern baldness from all the dog inbreeding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, it's crass.
But oh my God,
you guys took it to such dizzying heights. You know, I had to
never doing the podcast again.
No, I love this.
Well, wow, I feel so embarrassed that we gave you such a disgusting intro and a disgusting outro. But thank you so much.
And it was so much diarrhea, and it started with so much diarrhea and vomiting.
Great. This was great.
Well, yes.
Well,
really
put this on your resume.
You're so talented, so funny, and you're such a sweet, wonderful person. And
so sweet.
Thank you.
Find your hilarious comedic performances of some of the most iconic Bravo moments.
Yes, you can find all those comedic performances and those Bravo moments over on my Instagram and TikTok. And my username is Oliver Sims IV. It's just Oliver Sims IV. And then also you can find where I do my episode recaps, but I think we'll post all those little comedic performances on YouTube as well. And that's also Oliver Sims IV, Oliver Sims IV. So you can find it.
Yes. And if you're watching on YouTube, just scroll down and then you can click this YouTube and go over there. Also, if you're watching on YouTube at the end, we always show our boobs if you want to be included in that.
Okay.
Lauren, is that my shirt?
Because you let me borrow it.
I didn't know that you'd... I was looking for it.
Oh,
I didn't.
Sorry.
I forgot.
Yeah, I accidentally took it. I was distracted getting my to-go water. Anyway, you can also follow us at Bravo_breakdowns. And hot news, we're spilling the hot news. Our big announcement, Real Housewives of Dallas is coming back. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to do a live show that Oliver will be performing on this summer.
Awesome.
Open up your calendar. No plans, no vacations, because you got to come and see us and see us perform live, baby.
Yeah.
Lauren will be wearing my clothes.
Mm-hmm. And nothing else.
Yeah, I was looking for that. No, it's okay that you're wearing it. But I'm like, wait, looks so familiar.
Now you seem like you're actually mad. We'll discuss it.
No, later. I'm not mad. I was literally looking for
it. Why are we fighting? I'm sorry.
Well, it's a rental. I just have to get it back before I have to, like,
yeah,
it's from New Lane. Where? Okay.
All right. I love you.